It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Call live now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
And with that said, let's talk some more about printers.
We always have very compelling discussions during the break. But yeah, talking about printers, hadn't spent much time on printers in probably a couple of years, actually. And the basics haven't changed. You know, you've got inkjets, you've got color lasers, you've got monochrome lasers. There really aren't any monochrome inkjets. But the technology has changed with some of these laser printers. They're not lasers anymore. And Steve and I were discussing the technicalities of these things. As with a lot of applications now, LEDs are taking over. I mean, there's LED LCDs. And it sounds redundant, but it isn't. The LED doesn't replace the LCD. The LED is the source of light for the LCD. In the old LCD monitors and TVs, they were fluorescent tubes. You know, like the lights up in the top of your warehouse, just much smaller. Now, they've been replaced in most instances with new LCDs and TVs, monitors and TVs, with LED elements that are much more energy efficient, relatively cool. One of the things that Steve brought up yesterday on the phone, as is their application in printing, as pertains to their application in printing, is that technically it's much more difficult to control a gaggle of LEDs in terms of their exact light output. Now, the thing that we talked about was how a human being would be able to discern. And the fact is you can't. One fluorescent bulb, or in printing, one laser that moves around, and man, they move around. The mechanism in a color laser printer is incredible. How they last at all, I don't know. It's amazing to me. And how they're as cheap as they are, I don't get it. They're incredibly complex. But when you have one laser, it's really easy to control, the difference in color between lasers, because there's only one. There is no difference between color or light output. When you've got a whole flock of LEDs producing this light, which has the side benefit of not having a lot of things move around, just doing an exposure all at once, controlling the light output of each individual laser is very difficult to do and get it exactly the same. Now, LED. Yeah. Now, as we talked about on the phone yesterday, Steve-O, I think that technically that's correct, but in terms of it making a difference that human beings can discern, it's not an issue.
Nope.
Not an issue. And when you look at the benefit of cost, reliability, power, much less power to light a bank of LEDs than to drive a laser.
They'll last forever.
You know, it's although the lasers last forever.
They
too.
Do, I too. Mean,
if you,
but
you get a good printer.
And it's amazing with the lasers. As I was doing some research on it, the laser printer mechanism uses like a series of lenses and mirrors.
Yeah.
Those things move back and forth to redirect the laser.
Yep.
To basically fuse the toner into the
paper. Yeah.
And it does it one color at a time, whereas the LED can do all the colors all at once.
Yep.
It doesn't have to wait and do black, cyan.
You don't have
magenta.
All these mirrors and well, one of the fixes that I've used before, in fact, for that printer right there, I mean, not that particular printer, but for that style of printer, that model of printer, There's a fix when it begins to have color shift and weird colors, where everything has like a green tint. Mm-hmm. You go in, it's not a real easy fix. I mean, it's not a hard fix, but it's not like something that I would have the average layperson undertake. You take it apart and you actually clean the mirrors. Because what happens is when you've got a toner cartridge, you've actually got two major components to that toner cartridge. One is the toner tub that holds all the toner that makes the print. Mm-hmm. The other is an empty space that takes the overflow. The toner that doesn't get fused, doesn't get used, it goes into this holder. Well, that little holder that's a part of that toner cartridge sometimes fills up and then starts leaking. You'll see it. You'll see a color printer with magenta hanging out all over, and it's like, what's going on? You'll clean it up, and it'll do it again. You put a new cartridge in, it'll stop doing it for a while because that overflow gets filled up and begins kind of leaking out, and you get this powder that's, you know, practically like nanoparticles. They're so small and so fine. It's just incredible stuff. You do not use canned air to clean the printers. No. But what happens is these things overflow. That stuff floats around inside that printer, gets on that mirror, changes the color. And you got to go in and clean that mirror off. I mean, yeah, the mechanism on a laser printer, particularly a color laser printer, is just really incredibly complex. So LEDs are a really big advantage. And, you know, their prices anymore are not bad. I mean, what'd you find the last few days? LED printers are in the same kind of a ballpark as a standard laser.
Well, they are to some degree. Lasers are still a little bit more expensive than the LEDs right now. The LEDs are actually cheaper.
They're actually cheaper. Well, there you go.
There so the only thing is the I think that's eventually the laser's going to phase out.
Well, they're
going to
go away, yeah.
And so they're kind of just introducing the LEDs at the lower end. Well, they have some higher ends, but the ones I've seen are all lower end ones. And then the more expensive, you know, fancy dancy all in one like workstation,
right.
You know, print
scanner,
station
yeah.
things are all most of those are lasers right now.
Right.
But I'm sure those are going to slowly go fade away and become the LED, but. Yeah, quite impressive.
Well, and, you know, the old days I used to, people would call up and say, you know, what kind of a printer should I get? Should I get a inkjet? Should I get a color laser? Should I get an all-in-one? And I would almost always say, if you were serious about your printing and or scanning, that you didn't want to get an all-in-one. But I got to tell you, that's changed. Well, first, go try to find a scanner. I mean, you can still find a scanner, but it is hard to do. It is really tough, and you got to pay big bucks because the only ones that are still on the market are the high-end ones, mm-hmm. You know, professional photographers and that sort of thing, publishing companies using these standalone scanners. Good news is you buy a multifunction, they're really good quality. It's really incredible. I mean, it's a lot like the sound situation nowadays. I was over at a guy's place the other day, we were talking about his sound system and a new receiver that he had purchased and, you know, what speakers and where to put stuff and how to hook it up. And, you know, it was an Onkyo.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that he mentioned that it kind of made me laugh, he says, yeah, it takes like 15 seconds to turn on. Why does it take so long? Has it got tubes in it?
Warm up?
I said, no, it's not warming up. It's booting. It's a computer. It's basically a computer, which it is. I mean, it's got the USB ports. You can plug your flash drives in or your, you know, multi-terabyte music libraries and play them through this thing. And, you know, so it's actually, you know, it's a Linux machine booting up. That's why it takes 15 seconds.
Right.
And we went over the standby feature and how to make that work. Yeah, boy, the changes in technology, incredible. Lots of fun. Low prices, too. That's always a great advantage. We come back. We'll take your calls at 866-821-8255. We got the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.